And greetings once again, friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters, followers of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It is September 14th, a Tuesday in this world today, and this is Daily Respite, just for you. It's number 37 in our series, and on Tuesdays, we turn to Drew Lugenbuehl and his amazing devotional called Adventure is Out There. And Drew Lugenbuehl has the gift of meeting us right in the ground of our real life, down in the weeds, the details, the sticky stuff and the icky stuff, right? He comes right out and he raises these issues in the spiritual sense. How can we think about life in a new way? What if we thought about life as Jesus does? Right? What if we saw the world through his eyes and actually had his heart? And then all of a sudden our hands became his and our feet became his and our life became his. Now that's how you see things in a new way. Well, let's get to today's devotion now, because I'm all pumped up for it. So let's settle in. And take a breath. Amen. Let's imagine we're sitting in a little lagoon with a very beautiful and soothing mountain turquoise river. How about that? Today's devotion is called First Time Jitters. Our scripture verse is from the Gospel of John, Chapter 14, verse 27. John 14, 27. Jesus says this, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Drew Lugenbuehl writes this today. Being out in the world is a daunting task. There's so much out there. And if we don't have a strong foundation of faith, we can find ourselves quickly faltering. This verse of Jesus's comes in handy in the moments life has us cornered. We can take comfort in Jesus' hand upon us. We can take comfort that he is in control. The fear of the unknown is perhaps one fear that most people can relate to at one point or another. After my first year of football, he writes, "I worked hard in the off-season to get into good shape. One of the coaches had told me I could be a starter if I was bigger. So I put about 20 pounds of muscle on in the off-season. As a result, I was in the running to be one of the starting cornerbacks on defense. When the first week of the season came, the coaches gave me the nod, and I was slated as the starter. I was fine during the week, but the day of the game, my nerves were through the roof. It was the moment I had dreamed about since I was a kid, watching Friday night football from the stands. I had watched the older guys for years learning their craft, and now it was my time to take over. Our school has a lot of tradition, including being good competitors in football. We had some high expectations for the season, and it all started with the first game. As I took the field for the first time, I was pretty nervous. It didn't help that the other team came ready to play. We were in a slugfest for a while. And as my nerves settled down a bit, I started to get in the groove. But then I messed up. I made a mistake. I let my guy get behind me in coverage, and the quarterback lofted one up. I tried to get to it, but came up just short. Thankfully, it wasn't a touchdown, but I got a good talking to on the sideline. It wasn't exactly what my nerves needed, but I took it and ran with it. I did my job. The rest of the night, no one was beating me. Late in the game, the other team had the ball, and they were trying to make a late comeback. The quarterback dropped back and threw one to my side. I was ready for it. I snatched it out of the air and sealed the game. My nervousness was nowhere to be found. And our takeaway from today's devotion: when have you been nervous and then had your nerves settle down? Isn't that the peace that Jesus offers to us? Can we not see that He is the answer to all of our anxiety, worry, nerves? That Jesus has given us a peace to each one of us that has nothing to do with how the world gives. It's something the world can't even give us. It's the peace of Christ. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You see, when Christ comes and takes over your heart, it's an ambush. He just doesn't stop at a little corner. He has arrived to conquer every centimeter of that old heart of yours, to claim ownership, to post His flag on your life and say, "This is mine." Yeah, Jesus claims us as His, and then we become like Him. But if you can't open up, if you can't let Him come to live in there, to have His way, to surrender your self-will for His will, if you cannot make that step yet, then you need to pray for Him to help you do that. You see, the concern is there's so many people walking around who know Jesus, know about Him, know His quotes, know His scriptures, know what He looks like, and they think that's the life. It's still my life. Now I just know about Jesus. Jesus would say that's the most dangerous kind of faith you can have, that lukewarm faith. It's more dangerous than not even claiming Jesus as Lord, because now you think you're living His way and you haven't given up the most necessary things, not even close for some of us. Sometimes for me, I can hide things away and lock the door and say, "Off limits. I don't want to give in to what Jesus is preaching today. I want it my way. I deserve it my way. After all, my way is best for me." For me. We've got to give up self, people. We've got to put on the armor of God and wear the heart of Christ and say, "Guess what? This is no longer about me. I surrender myself. I pick up my cross. And now my life is about love. Love in two very specific ways that Jesus taught us. Love of God and love of neighbor. And that's when you receive the peace. Not as the world gives, do I give to you, he said. My peace I give to you. That is all.